All right, it's now time for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library with Kaylee Shannon Fiesel. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What are we talking about this time?
So I'm going to talk about what we have going on at the library the week of March 11th through the 17th. And I wanted to start off by talking about a couple of our programs. First things first, we are going to be welcoming Seneca County EMA Director John Spahr to the library for an eclipse expectations presentation to help prepare the community for the upcoming April eclipse. And this program is going to be on Tuesday, March 12th at 6 o'clock in the Frost Calendar Room. You can learn what to expect in the weeks and days leading up to the eclipse, what to expect during the eclipse, and then how to prepare your schedule for what's going to happen afterwards. Some of the things that we're going to talk about is preparing for the influx of people in the community, what to expect at grocery stores and gas stations in the days immediately before and after, and what the travel situation is expected to be like on the day of. All attendees who join us are going to receive a pair of eclipse viewing glasses that we have available here at the library. So we just hope to see members of the community for eclipse expectations on March 12th. For kids, we're going to be hosting our tween STEAM time. This is going to be for students in 4th and 5th grade on Wednesday, March 13th from 4 to 5. Students explore concepts of science, technology, engineering, arts, and math during our tween STEAM time programs, and they conduct fun experiments, play games, and more. For example, at last month's tween STEAM time, they did Valentine's Day activities, such as using dry erase markers and water to make floating hearts. They built a tower in the shape of a heart using small red Solo cups, and they had a little competition to see who could create the tallest heart structure using paper hearts. We are also going to have a Craftastic program on Thursday, March 4th at 3:30. This program invites teens in grades 6 through 12 to learn a new skill and create a fun craft. Lastly, we will have our regular story time programs for the kiddos. We will start off with our preschool story time program for children age 3 to 5. That's going to be on Tuesday, March 12th at 10 a.m. This program features stories, poems, songs, finger plays, crafts, and more. For babies and caregivers age birth to 18 months, we have our Bouncing Babies program on Wednesday, March 13th at 11 a.m. This program has interactive rhymes, songs, stories, and lap sit fun, which is you sit your baby on your lap and then you do different activities like moving their arms and hands and legs and just a lot of fun stuff for the babies. We have Toddler Tales for children aged 1.5 to 3 years old on Thursday, March 14th at 10 a.m. This is an active story time that encourages movement through rhymes, stories, songs, and dancing to really help toddlers burn off all of that excess energy that they seem to have. And lastly, we will have our Playtime at the Library program on Friday, March 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. This is our program that we host with the Seneca County Early Intervention, and we offer toys and activities for children age 18 months to 5 years old, and they can interact with their caregivers in an unstructured, creative play. You can just drop in any time between 10 and noon, or you can stay the whole time, and there's different stations set up that the kids can explore on their own. There's no set schedule. If you're interested in learning more about the library, you can find us at 77 Jefferson Street here in the downtown. Give us a call at 419-447-3751. You can visit us online at tiffinsenecalibrary.org. And you can also follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Thank you, Kaylee, for calling in for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to WTTF AM 1600 and FM 93.3.